Hello, what is up guys? Eman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out all podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about SGP, Synergy Grid and Development Philippines Incorporated. Okay, so mag-start tayo dito sa PSC Edge sa tab ng Financial Reports. So, tingnan na lang natin yung kanilang income statement. This is from 2022. So this is for the whole year of 2022. So net income okay naman, 34.6 billion pesos. And then yung attributable to parent is 15 billion pesos. So yung earnings per share nila is around 2.85. And then pagtingnan natin yung third quarter ng 2023. Ito natin dito medyo nag-slow down yung kanilang net income. So, from 5.9 billion, well, from 6.3 billion noong 2022, naging 5.9 billion na lang. And year to date ng 2023, 18 billion, 18.7 billion in comparison to 28.6 billion noong 2022. So, medyo nag-slow down ng konti. Then, sa stock data naman, tumataas ng konti currently yung price nitong Synergy, nitong SGP. So, nag-low siya dito ng around 5.85. So, or 5.82 pa nga dito. So, ngayon nag-recover na siya to around 7.6. Although, medyo volatile pa rin talaga yung price itong SGP currently. So, minsan mag-up siya ng around 10%, 5%. Then, the following day, biglang mag-down 4%, 10%, or even more. So, if you're trying to trade or if you're DCAing or peso cost averaging ito sa stock na to, then you have to be ready sa volatility ng stock. Kasi currently medyo marami siyang issue because of NGCP. So, nag-cancel na nga rin sila ng dividends since last year. Kita natin dito, yung last is July pa. And usually, nagbibigay sila ng dividends every quarter. So, tingnan dito, merong March, merong July 3. And then, dapat may dalawa pa ulit noong 2023. Pero, na-cancel na yun pareho. Kasi, nai-raise na issue is bakit daw nagbibigay ng dividends and then lampas yung binibigay na dividends dun sa net income nila. Although, mali naman ang interpretation yun kasi tama yung spokesperson nila actually, yung nabasa ko ng article. Sabi niya, hindi naman yung 1:1. Kasi, sa retained earnings naman kinukuha ang mga dividends. Although, syempre, hindi naman dapat sobrang taas palagi yung binibigay na dividends. So, usually, dapat nagbe-base dun sa previous year's net income. So, hindi mo dapat uubusin yun. For example, sabi natin, kumita ng, saan ba to? And kumita sila ng 34 billion pesos. Hindi mo pwede ibigay lahat as dividends to shareholders. So, sabihin natin, 50%. So, yun yung payout ratio nila. So, kalhati lang nito yung ibibigay nila sa mga shareholders as dividends. And, isa pa nga yun sa main selling point ng stock na to. Kasi consistent na bibigay ng dividends previously nung na-list sila. Kailan ba sila na-list? Where is that? 1972. But around 2019 or 2020 lang naging holding company itong business na to nung NGCP. Kasi yung NGCP dapat nagbibigay naman talaga ng dividends yun kasi parang nasa law yun eh. And syempre as a holding company na malaki yung ownership mo sa NGCP. Yung mga binibigay na dividends nung NGCP na sa siphon through SGP. So, yung mga holders ng SGP, since hindi naman listed sa Philippine Stock Exchange yung NGCP, napupunta sa SGP holders yung dividends. So, ganun siya nag-work. And then, now, tingnan naman natin, mga bilisan lang, yung weekly chart ng SGP. So, pag tin-raise back natin dito sa highest. Around 16.5. Down na yung stock ng 53 point. Sabi natin 54%. And then yung lowest dito, around 64-65%. Although, kapag naman, example, nakabili ka dito sa level na to, up ka na rin considerably. Around 23%. And yung RSI niya is around, ilan ba to? It's around 50.66 na. Comparison dito na nasa red level na nagbe below 30 siya. So may 20.42, may 21.07, 21.3, and 21.10. So ito yung area again na kumbaga maganda mag-accumulate itong stock na to previously. Although ngayon, it's still pretty low, but again, mataas na rin yung niran niya. Around 20%+ na rin. And then, price history. Okay, dito na tayo sa market cap. Asa yung market cap nito? Ito, 40.28 billion pesos. Medyo mataas na rin siya. Although hindi siya katulad nung like big players, blue chips na above 100 billion pesos yung market cap, but it's still considerably high in comparison sa ibang stocks. And then yung dividend yield nila 9.08%, but again, matagal na yung last na declaration ng dividends. But hopefully mag-continue din, and hopefully maayos nila yung operations nung, especially nung NGCP. Kasi yun naman talaga nag-ooperate as a business. And kumbaga may monopoly din naman sila dito sa Philippines. That's why attractive din previously before all of the issue and all of the controversy ng NGCP. Kaya attractive din itong SGP. And it's owned din naman by Henry C. Jr. if I'm not mistaken. Then shares float, 1.17 billion. And then yung price to earnings ratio, ang baba, 3.35x lang, di ba? So, may mga nababasa ako na overvalued yung stock prices currently ng SGP based sa free cash flow level. Since negative daw yung free cash flow level na gine-generate palagi ng SGP. Since mataas din yung debt nila. And mainly yung source naman ng income nila is yung NGCP din. So yung pag-generate. So, yung tamang term is transmission ng electricity sa buong Pilipinas. So, kaya again na-attract yung mga investors dito sa SGP since sila nga yung may major control dun sa NGCP. Okay. So, price to earnings ratio, dividend yield, nakuha na natin yun. Then, punta naman tayo sa financials. So, more info tayo dito. So, dito sa statements. Sa annual na lang tayo magpunta. So, kita natin na tumataas over the years. Kita nyo dito, di ba? Wala silang revenue 2016 to 2019. Kasi nga, 2020 pala nakuha nung SGP yung NGCP. So, again, SGP yung holding company nung NGCP. Kasi hindi na-list directly yung NGCP sa PSE. So, tayo dito, naging 61.82 billion yung revenue ng company nung 2022. Then COGS 14.95 billion. So, medyo consistent lang yan. Gross profit 46.87 billion. Then operating expenses 5.73 billion. Operating income 41.14 billion. Pre-tax income 34.7 billion. Then taxes nila 17.52 million. And then, non-controlling minority interest, minus 19.66 billion. Then, net income before discontinued operations, 15.02 billion. So, ito rin yung nakita natin kanina sa financial report dun sa PSC Edge. The net income is, again, 15.02 billion pesos. Tapos, punta tayo sa balance sheet. So, kanina dito yung mga total assets nila. Total current and then total non-current. Then sa total liabilities, again, ganun din. Total current and then total non-current. Then pumapasok yung mga debts nila. Total equity, shareholders equity is around 82. Well, dito sa 2022 is 92.33 billion pesos. So mataas yung debt nila again. So nasa 167. So net debt is around 162.64 billion pesos. And then yung book value per share nila is 17.53. So medyo baba yung stock price nila compared dun sa book value per share na nasa around 7-ish pesos lang currently. Then sa statistics, dito tayo sa, hold on, cash flow pala muna, I'm sorry. So dito cash from operating activities, so funds from operations, and then changes in working capital. So 35.65 billion and then 5.04 billion respectively. Then sa investing activities naman, so negative yan since ini-invest dito yung pera. So negative 57.33 billion pesos yan. So capital expenditures nasa 86.74 billion. Then other investing cash flow items total 194.40k. Then cash flow from financing activities, so it's been nangutang. And then, ito, may bawas. So, 8.35 billion pesos sa mga dividends na binayad. Cash dividends yan. And then, yung free cash flow nila, nung actually, quarterly pala yun. So, kaya pala, medyo maliit yung values. I'm sorry. Hindi natin napalitan. Yung balance sheet din. Yeah, hindi ko parang napalitan. Well, It's still close din naman. But yeah, let's just stick to annual. And then ito yung free cash flow nila. Noong 2022, 23.69 billion pesos. And then punta na tayo dito sa statistics. So price to earnings ratio again, medyo mababa. Kasi mababa yung stock prices nila. And then kumikita pa rin naman sila continuously. So, current 3.35. And ideally naman, usually in general, below 15 yung kumbaga sweet spot ng mga attractive and undervalued na stocks. And then yung price to cash flow ratio, ideally below 10. So, dito 0.99 lang. And then price to book ratio is around 0.41. Ideally below 1 yung value nito. Then sa statistics, profitability ratios, return on assets ideally 5%. So dito medyo mababa, 2.78% lang. And then sa return on equity naman, ideally between 15 to 20% to. So they're close enough, so 12.62%. And then sa net margin, dito tayo. So 5% dito is low, and then 10% is healthy, and then anything 20% and up is considered high. So doon sila sa high level lang net margin, net income margin. So around 20.39%. And then dito makita natin yung kanilang previous dividend data. So meron nung 2021 and 2022, wala pa yung data ng 2023, and of course bababa to. Since nag-cut nga sila ng dividends ng dalawang period last year. And then currently, wala pa rin na-announce na kahit anong dividends. But of course, if mag-continue sila mag-buy ng dividends, I'm pretty sure na bubulusok yung prices ng SGP. So, probably a lot of investors and holders are buying, especially nung nag-below 6 pesos per share tong stock na to. And currently, people are still buying this stock and trading this stock actively. So may volume din naman yung trading nitong particular stock na to. So dividend yield noong 2021, 5.14%. Noong 2022, 9.01%. And yung payout ratio, again, hindi naman ganun kataas. 32.19% noong 2021. Then the following year, 2022, 35.06%. And then, ang kailangan natin malaman, of course, bumaba yan ulit noong 2023 kasi nga hindi naman kumpleto yung mga dividends na binigay nila. So, twice lang sila nagbigay last year. But again, we just have to wait for the data para ma-update natin ito. So yep, that is a quick review and overview nitong SGP stock. So let me know your thoughts sa comment section below. And we will end the episode here. Sana may natutunan kayo and if mabot kayo at the end of this video, thank you very much. I appreciate you. So I'll see you all guys in the next one. Always remember, be passive smart.